Hey, AfterBuzzers! Welcome to the season finale of America's Next Top Model, Next Level Fierce. Today, we are talking about the Philip Klein fashion show, the paper magazine spread, and our new winner. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
I miss Mike so much right now.
I know. I wish he was here.
That's him breathing.
So we don't have Mike right now. He's here in spirit. Unfortunately, he is with us in spirit. But you can follow him at Mike Spicoza on Instagram, Twitter, all social media. But we do have the rest of our panel here for the finale.
Yeah.
And who might you be?
I'm Oliver Drennan.
And I'm Ashley Allen.
Yeah.
And I'm Mina Wahab.
Thank you.
The awkward now. But yeah, we are at the very end. It's kind of bittersweet.
Yeah.
What do you guys think of the finale? Overall thoughts?
I feel like it went by really quick. This was like a fast episode for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What did you guys think?
I think they
I
really
agree.
Yeah. It's kind of, I'm like, wow, it's kind of unexpected. Like, yeah. I thought it was going to go a little bit differently. I'm content with the outcome. But they really did play up the whole, like, anyone can get cut at any time, which was the first time in this season that they did that. And I'm like, wait, no one, everyone was cut normally or they quit, but
so
I'm content.
Were you expecting that, though? I know they teased it in the previous episode, mm-hmm. but were you guys expecting someone to go before they even had the opportunity to walk in the fashion show?
Yeah. I feel like because they haven't really brought it up since the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
So the fact that they're bringing it up again means that there was at least one person that was going to get cut before the finale.
Because they kept like not eliminating a girl. So it's like, fine, we got to get these girls out of here. So
It really sucked, though. Like, I mean, I get that Shanice, like, we all predicted Shanice would be the next one to go. But for her to be that close to the runway and that, like, that close was so heartbreaking. I just felt for her, especially because they definitely played up her story, especially this episode right before eliminating her and, you know, how she did everything for her brother. So just to, like, have her axed at that second was pretty painful.
I felt bad for her personally, but as a viewer, I'm kind of glad that they did it because, they, like you said, they strung out this top four thing for so long. It's kind of like, okay, let's get to the point. Like, let's not keep getting strung along in the finale. So I am glad that they got to the point, but it did suck for her personally.
Yeah.
So close.
I mean, she was top four, so.
Yeah.
She was top four for the longest time because there was a top four for forever.
Yeah. Even though, like, I was kind of, like, eager for her to leave, I was kind of, like, heartbroken a little bit because I felt for her because I forgot about the story about her and her brother. How
if she was eliminated last episode, I don't think I would have felt that bad. It's because of how they did it and when they did it. Like, she was literally right there, and that's what made it, like, so frustrating and heartbreaking. But I'm not upset with the decision. I think it's a fair choice. It was weird, though. When I saw, like, her whole, like, her entire body of work, I forgot how her photos actually, like, some of them were really, really good. And I had kind of forgotten about that because she never really stood out to me, but her story definitely stood out to me.
Yeah, I think she just started to become a little less memorable as the season, like, as the end of the season came up.
Yeah.
For sure, just because the competition just got Next level fierce.
Nice.
So yeah, we are on to the Philip Klein fashion show. But before we get into that, when everyone was practicing their runway walks right before, or I think it was the day before, what were you guys thinking about each of the final three? We have Christiana, Kayla, and Gina.
Well, of course, Gina was going to kill it, so that wasn't a surprise at all.
Yeah.
I knew it. Like, they weren't, they didn't, Philip didn't keep her for, like, for her to be eliminated, like, right there and then.
Right.
It would have been, like, a slap in the face if she was the first one cut.
I mean, do you think they were trying to turn her into a villain in the editing when
Absolutely.
She was kind of saying things about Shanice's walk? I felt like the editing was not in her favor. I'm like, can someone really be that mean?
No,
because I don't
she's
think
not like that.
I don't think she's really like that in real life. I don't think anyone is going to just say, like, these snide comments. I agree with her. It's just the way she said it, like, the way they made it seem in editing was that she was this evil, like,
she was
like,
coming
throughout
for
the entire thing, like, even during the runway when she, let go of the hand and it, like, zooms in on her letting go of the little kid's hand.
It wasn't even that severe. She kind of just, like, she wasn't like, huh. But
no,
they definitely
I feel
made
like
it.
Everyone hates Like all the one of the judges hates her. Like, someone is out to get her, because I just felt like all of the criticisms of Gina were so unwarranted. Like, yeah, it's, I didn't too think much.
The her letting go of the hand thing was a huge deal, because, you know, like, you're in the moment and your adrenaline is pumping and you're trying to be fierce. You know what I mean? So I didn't think it was a rule that she had to hold her hand the entire time. Yeah. So I didn't understand why they were making a big deal about that. But I definitely do think that there were certain things that were edited not in Gina's favor.
Yeah, and
specifically this episode.
And I think they did that purposely as well, just to kind of, as you brought up, the villain role. Because without the villain role in this episode, I think it wouldn't have been as exciting, I guess. Because you start to root against Gina and start to root for the other girl. So it makes it more of an entertaining process for audiences.
Yeah.
How much of it do you think was editing when it came to Gina's personality portrayal versus this is her actual personality? Like, how much do you think editing affected the villain persona?
Well, you can only edit so much, you know? So I'm sure certain pieces of it were true. And I'm not necessarily saying that that's how Gina is, but when you're under pressure and you're in a competition, there are pieces of your personality that you don't like that does come up. So I'm not gonna say that she's walking around like doing this and smirking at people in regular life, but I'm sure in the moment of a competition and something that you want is your dream, like insecurities and things that not normal behavior can arise.
That's super insightful. That's a really fair assessment, because she's not like this overall. Maybe it's just in this environment.
And you have to think about, like, I think Mike talked about it in previous episodes about how producers will ask you certain questions over and over again just to get a certain answer out of you.
They choose who they want to be the villain, in a sense, or who it's easy to get out of.
They're the ones at the end of the day kind of putting the story together, so makes sense.
When Rhea was saying like she had like her little and she was saying like, I don't want Gina to win because I'm still so bitter about it, because I should have been, like, she was eliminated, why did she get to come back? I was just like, oh my god, Rhea, let it go. Let it go. You're not, like, come on.
Producers can definitely be very persuading. I've been in producer shoes before, so I have I've hyped some people up and like, don't let her talk to you like that, you gotta do that, so that's their job. They're supposed to create the drama and create the entertainment. So
is it easy to do as a producer?
No, and sometimes it's not fun. It depends on the situation, because you're messing with someone's character, you know, so it kind of depends on the show as to, like, and it depends on the producer how far they'll go and how much they'll say. So it's not for everybody.
It's like Unreal, the show.
Yeah, I know. I was really thinking about that. Yeah. It is, so. Yeah. I always think of The Bachelor when I think of, like, manipulating people's emotions, especially when drinking's involved. Because I don't think drinking is really involved with America's Next Top Model, right? They're all models, so they're trying to drink.
Depending on your age. Yeah, depending on... Some girls are minors still. Like, Kyla, she was 18. But if you're over 21, if you're 21 and over, they're more than likely allowed to drink, for sure.
Right. Okay, interesting.
Well, what did you guys think of Christiana? Because we started to see her fall. They really played up her kind of
Her breakdown, honestly, like, I felt like we saw a different side of her. I just think it sucks, because if she started out the way she was at the end and then ended where she was in the beginning, she would have totally come in first. Yeah. And that's what I was, like, asking you guys last week. Like, do you think you're more likely to become Next Top Model when you start from the bottom and now you're here, like, or when you actually have been really strong throughout but maybe have a slip up here and there? And it's tough. It's a tough call, but we know how it ended in this episode. I mean,
I think that that's like a 50-50 chance, because we have seen people in the past who have remained strong throughout the competition and have won. I can't remember her name.
What season? What cycle? Let me know.
I'll think about it.
Okay. I'll think too.
Was pretty strong throughout the entire competition. And I remember the one criticism that they gave her, they were like, your pictures are always strong from three-quarter profile, but her direct pictures weren't that strong. Yeah. But she was strong throughout the entire competition. So it's really like a case-by-case, model-by-model situation.
Totally. Yeah. What, she's my favorite from all of the seasons. Like, she's my favorite one. So yeah.
And honestly, I do think that they tend to look for someone different in each season, honestly. Yeah. Like, they're not going to have all blondes win. You know what I'm saying? For like, they want any fashion kind of, the fashion world kind of changes, you know, all these trends, what's hot, what's
and
the
makeovers. I was kind of thinking about that with Kyla. Part of me was like, did she win because she's kind of like, she caters towards like the whole like Instagram generation and she's young and it's all about activism now and it's about that fresh like youthful face and like the biracial features. Is that like, I wonder like how much like these things have to go into determining the winner.
I don't think Kyla has like the Instagram model look. She has like the classic I don't want to say regular.
I'm not saying she looks like an Instagram model. I'm saying like in the age of Instagram, like she's like a young person that's savvy with social media like an activist. Like, I wonder if that had anything to do with anything.
I'm sure that's a factor, but I don't think that's like the deciding factor.
Right.
Yeah.
Well.
Oh, are we gonna look break down pictures now? Because I'm looking at her picture right now.
Yeah. Well, let's go ahead. Let's do it.
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, the judges definitely like raved about that one.
Yeah, I think
for Kyla. Yeah, we're talking about Kyla's picture right now. By the way,
I was so nervous when they. Yes. When they pulled out the huge wigs, I was like, oh my God, these wigs are going to be too much. Are they going to swallow the girls? That's but what they I all pretty much rocked them well, I feel.
Yeah.
I was like, wondering. Like, yeah, I totally agree with what you were saying.
Can we get the Kyla picture and a little bigger? Yeah.
She looks really long. Yeah. And I guess I wasn't sure if this was going to be like a cover photo for Paper Magazine or just kind of be like in a spread. Because I was so used to Paper Magazine, their covers being like kind of like a what they did previously.
Beauty shot,
right.
So I was definitely pleased with this one. I liked how it was like very vintage, and obviously this was a vintage like shoot that they were looking for. And she just looked very sexy, and it's okay to be sexy for Paper Magazine.
I liked it. It just, you know, the funny thing is, it was not my favorite at all. Like, no? I liked it. I wasn't like, wow, this is the most amazing photo ever. I was just like, oh, cool.
Of the
like,
three, Kyla's this gotten is better. My favorite.
Really?
Yeah.
I agree.
Wow, when I saw it, I wasn't like overwhelmed by it at all. I was just like, oh, okay, cool.
I just like that subtle smirk she kind of has. Like, she's smizing. Like, she's literally like defining smizing right here.
Yeah.
And I think it's like the simplicity that I like of it. Yeah. And also, it's blue and like, it's just very like,
her posture easy is to look so at. Great. So maybe
the color helps with her. I don't know.
No, it's for me. It's the simplicity, like the little arch in her back. Mm-hmm. She's still sitting up straight. Her legs aren't doing too much. And then, of course, like I've been telling her to do this entire season, she dropped that chin, which elongates everything, and it really helps your eyes connect with the camera. So, and I even remember them saying specifically while she was shooting, I think it was Mickey B. He was like, this is a cover shot, which is really big. So, yeah, I totally agree. This is my favorite picture out of the
three. Her posture is my favorite thing about the photo. Like, I like how effortless she looks and how she's, like, leaned back, but she still has, like, in a way, confidence in the picture without looking like she's trying too hard. And I think that's a hard, like, positioning to achieve in terms of body language. But in terms of, like, the overall look and the styling, which she has no control over, I wasn't, like, a huge fan of the picture.
Okay.
I will say that I think that she was able to, like, looking at this from far away, I think, or even up close, like, you couldn't even tell that it's Kyla, I think. Mm-hmm. Like, she really is kind of like a chameleon, and they brought up in the episode that she's kind of like this blank canvas, and she is able to become these, like, different these different entities, I guess.
Yeah.
So that's
they want in the modeling world.
Yeah. That's all
You want to be just versatile. You don't want to have like one look, and maybe that's something that held Gina back. I don't know. Cause
definitely.
Yeah.
But like they did say she looks good without hair. She looks good with hair. Mm-hmm. So I just think that Kyla is very versatile.
Yeah. I feel like that was the deciding factor between Kyla and Gina.
Yeah.
Is that she is more so of a blank canvas, even though Gina can play up multiple types of ethnicities. She has, but Kyla has the height. She does have her runway walk isn't as good as Gina's, but it's not bad. But overall, she can be transformed a little bit more than Gina.
That for sure is, I feel like, her advantage within this competition is that she can take direction well. I didn't like how Drew was saying about Gina that, like, oh, yeah, but you've kind of been down and, like, you're not, like, that she has her moments of greatness.
Yeah.
That really annoyed me because I was like, what are you talking about? Gina's a phenomenal model.
Yeah.
Like, she's never taken a terrible picture.
She's been killing it this entire season. So, I agree with you, and I agree. Even Tyra called him out, too. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
She's been killing this entire season.
Yeah, that whole exchange with Law versus Drew. I was like, Drew, shut up.
I think Drew just doesn't like her. I literally think that, and I think it's because he has a different perspective, because he's gone into work with her one-on-one in photo shoot settings, that maybe he sees something that we don't necessarily see, he gets annoyed or bored with her, or thinks that she's just not doing it for him. Like,
she's
mediocre. But let's look at this picture right here. Let's enlarge the Gina picture.
Well, to go on about that, like, a little, I think Gina spilled a little tea, a couple weeks back about the whole shoot when, like, she took her shoes off.
Mm-hmm.
Drew told her to take the shoes off. Do you remember that shoot in the desert?
Yeah.
So, oh, that one, yeah.
It's kind of like you can kind of argue if he's, like, sabotaging her or just, like, playing favorites with some of the girls. So I don't really know, but it's up for debate for sure. But anyway.
It's very obvious that he doesn't like her, though. Like, I feel it. In a weird way.
I guess that just is going to happen with certain judges. Mm-hmm. But I think with Gina's photo...
I liked her photo a lot.
I liked her face, but I don't like the body. The body from far away, like, she looks super short. And I know she's short, but it looks awkward.
The only reason I like the body is because she looks kind of like a doll where her, like, limbs are like, eh. But it's kind of, like, quirky and, like, it's interesting to me. Like, it seems like it was intentionally done. Like, she's not... It just looks like she's, like, a doll plopped on something and she can be maneuvered in any way, and I like that about the picture. She looks like a 60s Barbie doll.
But I think the angle's awkward about it. Like, because it's like she's facing towards the camera. Like, if she was, she's like this. If she was kind of like looking like, if she was...
Like sideways or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Got it.
I can't even talk right now. But, like, just the dress kind of ruins, like, her body. But I see what you're saying. Like, I love the broken doll.
I love it.
You know, like, aspect that you're talking about. But I think it wasn't executed,
like,
in her
visually,
positioning.
Like, visually, I think Drew also did a phenomenal job shooting this. Because just, like, thinking of her, like, being plopped on the telephone and the way it looks artistically, I just think it looks, like, so vintage-y. And it looks like, it doesn't even look like a reenactment of something. It looks like you found this photo in the 60s. And it was a model from the 60s, and that's what I love about it, is that she brought that to life, and she doesn't look like someone playing a 60s character the way Kyla did, or the way that Christiana did. She looks like she's from the 60s.
Yeah, you can even argue that it looks a little current, too, almost. But maybe that's just because Gina, in the face. I mean, this isn't the best picture, like, of her face, but I think it also, it looks vintage and current at the same time to me, personally, but...
And I think that that's kind of like the overall feel of Paper Magazine, is they make vintage style or the vintage look and put a drop of, you know, what's current on it.
Yeah.
From what I've seen of Paper Magazine, that's the style of Paper Magazine.
Totally. And it's so hard to do both, like, have it look retro and, you know, new at the same time. Yeah.
And I'm glad she lifted the glasses
because
when I saw them put the glasses on her, I'm like, okay. Knowing Gina, she's going to lift them at some point, so I'm glad that she did, so we can actually see her entire face.
Yeah.
The one thing I wish I could have gotten from Gina, and maybe it's not your job as a model to have to portray every single range, but we've never really seen her as, like, the bubbly person. Like, you know how Christiana is very bubbly?
Yeah.
How Christiana can also be edgy? With Gina, it's always, like, super edgy or sexy or glam, but I've never seen, like, bubbly and warm. I've always seen edgy, fierce, like, killing it, but I've never seen, like, oh, the sweet girl next door, or, like, oh, okay, like, wide-eyed, doughy-eyed, like, I haven't seen that
everyone,
from her.
Everyone has their brand.
Yeah.
You know,
and that's
and
not
hers
necessarily
is...
a bad thing. I just wish I could have seen that side of her.
I think the closest she's ever got to looking super soft was the spider shoot. Like, her face looked so, like, regal and serene and, like, just tranquil. But, yeah, I agree with what you're saying. I think that definitely didn't play in her favor to win because of she is Gina, like, being Gina, not really being, you know, that blank canvas that they want and what they got from Kyla.
Yeah. And I think her opportunity to be able to show that side of her would have been the Pantene shoot. But she went a totally different direction.
That's the one where you can have fun.
For sure.
And just like,
Yeah, because, I mean, that's when we saw, I mean, Kyla has always kind of been a little, you know, bubbly and young and mm-hmm. stuff like that, but she was able to portray that but still look adult-like in the Pantene, and Gina didn't do that. She was just straight, flat-out sexy.
Yeah. Which, when they kept categorizing her as the sexy girl, I was like, well, I don't think that's her thing. Like, no. I think it was just in that photo shoot and here kind of a little bit. But this is more, like, sultry sexy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
not,
I still
like,
don't even think that this... I wouldn't call this, like, overtly sexy. It's just...
Yeah, and if
it's more fierce to me than sexy.
And even if you think it is sexy, but like, that's never, paper magazine, so it's, like, not a big issue to me.
Yeah.
I wonder, like, how much, like, going back to the whole editing thing, I don't know if you noticed this, but, like, every shot of Gina, like, she just looked, like, so malicious and evil, and, like, mean-spirited, and I know she's not like that, because we've only started to see that side of her in editing towards the end of the competition. Mm-hmm. She always seemed, like, more of a fragile, like, sweet, kind of, like, has, like, this huge, crazy story of her childhood and her upbringing. Seemed like a sweet girl, you know, who was BFFs with Rio, who had friends in the house, never really had enemies until way later on. So it's just weird how that storyline...
Yeah, her linking up, being so close to Rio might not have worked in her favor because it kind of isolated her from the rest of the girls.
Yeah.
Hence, making this character of the villain role later on for Gina. So.
And, I mean, after so long of having cameras and microphones, you do get comfortable.
Yeah.
And things start changing. So, not saying that that was the case, but there's a lot of different factors that go into the situation that these girls are put in. So, we'll never know the real truth.
Well, can we talk about Christiana's photo, though?
Yes.
Because
yes.
I want to know what y'all think, because...
I was not impressed. Not a bad photo, but I kind of agree with Law on this. She looked a little drunk or something.
I liked it. I honestly liked it, but it felt like it was almost like a Halloween ad.
Like Party
and
City
something. That's so mean, but true.
I mean...
that's very true.
Honest? Yeah.
But it did feel like a Halloween ad, but it also felt like one of those things where you're going through a magazine and you're looking at, like, 17 magazine, or you're looking at something, and it's showing, like, what college is like when you party. You're like one of those, like, really fun, but, like, not accurate, like, college, like, millennial type magazine.
I could see it being an ad. Like, I think this is, like...
It's still so fun. Like, part of it also feels like Topshop to me, too. Like...
Yeah, I think this... Well, okay, this looks... What I was gonna say, it looks like a razor ad, like, because her legs... Like, she looks like you're fun. Oh, I'm just shaved my legs. Like, but it's not, like... I don't think it's paper magazine, and her face didn't really look flattering, like, up close.
Yeah.
And I love that they tried to do, like, that bubbly side of Christiana, because that's who she is. Mm-hmm. And, like, she can be such a chameleon, but like I feel like they could have picked a better shot.
Yeah.
And like I
still liked it, though. I didn't love it, but I don't think it was as bad as like they made it out to be. Like, let's look at her face up close
in comparison to the other girls. Like, it also looks like a Fanta ad. You know, that the soda?
It totally
looks like a
does.
Fanta ad.
Mono,
so
Fanta?
She's got the ad thing going for her, but and it just like how this episode went, like,
part of it
you
looks
could
like
tell that she was like not gonna
it
like,
looks like it's something for like astrology, like she's a Leo and she has like this giant mane and she's acting like a Leo and it's, I don't know, part of me is though, like, it's so Christiana-ish, you know, it's so fun and it's like doughy-eyed and like, I don't know, it's not high fashion.
I just felt like we can, even though this is a nice photo, you can kind of see, I almost kind of see her sadness in this.
Mm-hmm.
And she just let her emotions get the best of her this episode, which was really sad.
We all really saw like the down, like the freaking roller coaster. She's going down. And I was like, I didn't really see it coming, I guess. Looking back, I can see it. But like, as, you know, her elimination came, I was like, oh my gosh. Like, she really did feel defeated.
Yeah.
And I have the perfect thing for her.
What?
Well, Christiana, are you watching? Because I know you are. And everyone, all my AfterBuzzers out there, want to have fun, you want to learn, grow in all areas of your life. For those who do, I have the podcast for you. So Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life. From health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more, because, you know, I need those relationships.
Oh, yeah, I need those finances,
I need all of it.
Yeah, yeah. And I could eat better, too, so I need this podcast. Yes. So let Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. Yes, Christiana, I'm talking to you. Just reach out to Maria Menounos. Listen to the podcast. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Mm-hmm. Be sure to rate and comment. And when you do, let Maria know it was us, the America's Next Top Model panel, that sent you there.
That's right.
It's a really good podcast. It seriously is. I'm not just saying that. Like, we're not paid to say this. Right. It really is good. I downloaded it, listened to it on my commutes. It's mm-hmm. actually pretty insightful. It's
especially for the LA commutes, city yeah. commutes, Chicago, New York.
And I feel like you get a good glimpse into, like, Maria Menounos' life, too. And she talks about how, like, her dad was a janitor and how she used to, like, help him clean up the nightclubs and kind of, like, I don't know. Like, it's really interesting. It just makes you have so much respect for her and her hard, like, her work ethic and, like, how hard she works. Yeah. And
exactly. Because, you know, a lot of people think that hosting is just easy, but there's a lot of work and there's a lot of research. There's a lot of no's and stuff, you know, a lot of rejection. Just like modeling, you get a lot of rejection. But, you know, it's a good thing for us to learn from, you know, one of the vets. And, of course, she's the founder of AfterBuzz, so we love Maria.
Yeah. And it's really cool being here personally just because I've watched the AfterBuzz Top Model After Show, like, as a fan. And it's cool, like, years later, like, we're here, like, hosting and being part of this organization. And it's all thanks to Maria.
For sure. Yeah, I never thought, like, when I used to watch America's Next Top Model every single day that I'd get to talk about it 2 years later.
It's awesome.
Yeah, so thanks, Maria.
Thank you, Maria. Thanks, Kevin. Kevin Undergar is the best, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love him. But yeah, getting back to this whole, you know, episode and the finale for America's Next Top Model, I don't know, when I was watching it, like, you knew how upset I was because I've been Team Christiana from the beginning. Like,
same.
And I was so devastated. Like, when she got eliminated, I felt like the judges were teasing all of the critiques in a way where they were kind of like, making you think that it was going to be Gina that would leave. Mm-hmm. And honestly, from all three of the models, there's not one of them that I thought should leave. They were all really great in different ways. So it's not like I'm saying Gina should have left or, you know, Kyla should have left and Christiana should have been America's Next Top Model. I'm just saying, like, there's not one person I could have chosen to leave because they were all so wonderful in different ways. And I know that sounds, like, stupid and, like, I'm being diplomatic or, like, politically correct, but I totally do feel that way. I feel like they each have something to contribute.
Yeah.
My personal favorite, Christiana. But I also think that Gina is stunning and amazing. And, you know, when we were watching the runway walks, Gina's walk was killer.
Yeah.
She had the best runway walk.
Yeah.
What did you think of, like, the whole runway with the Philip Plein fashion show and, you know, how it started out talking about different types of beauty and Tyra had the whole voiceover thing. Just, it was so good.
Real quick, Philip is beautiful. Anyway. He is. And I really like the clothes. Like, the clothes were really cool. Everyone, like, had a different, like, I love the dresses. Christiana's and Kyla's dresses were great. But going back to, like, the message and, like, the body positivity, that message of the show, it was really cool. And I think that the show has really evolved since its previous cycles. As much as I love the golden years of Top Model, the fashion industry and what they were portraying on the show at times could have been, like, seen problematic because, you know, we've had girls who were like, oh, you're gaining weight. Mm. Oh, you're losing weight.
Oh, I remember Kenya. Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah. So now Top Model in this day of age, even though it's not as good as the older seasons, in my opinion, I think the message of just beauty is, like, there's so many different types of beauty. Like, everyone is beautiful, and they're really showing that. And they're using, like, the kids to bring them up and raise confidence within the kids and viewers around the country, too, in the world. Everyone watches Top Model. So I just think the show's really become very conscious of different body types and, you know, ethnicities and just all walks of life. Mm-hmm. So I really did enjoy them.
100% agree. And even when they brought in the kids, I felt so warm inside, and I was like, "This is so cute!" Like, and the way they had such diversity within the children group. Yeah. Like, you know, they had a child who didn't have hair, and they had, like, all different types of beauty. And obviously, when you look at a kid, like, you don't really judge a kid for beauty. You just think all kids are cute. You're like, oh my god, this kid is so pure and innocent, and they look at the world with so much curiosity and they see the world differently. And I don't know, I just thought it was like such a good reminder of, like, how the show has been, just to, like, see those kids and have each person paired up with a specific kid. I love the whole thing. The concept behind the runway show was really great. And yeah, I also felt like Kyla had the most supporters, like, out of everyone in the house. And I thought that was, like, really interesting. Because when I was thinking about, like, the three girls that were left and who I'd want to be friends with the most, even though I like Christiane the most, I could definitely see myself being friends with Kyla. Because she seems the most real to me.
Yeah.
Like, in terms of just, like, she shows her vulnerability. She doesn't try to play it up in any sort of way and try to make herself a victim. Like, she's literally, like, a genuine person. Yeah. And I feel like she has a good heart, and she's a hard worker, too, and she takes criticism. So there's a lot of things about her where I'm like, I really would want to be friends with her, like, out of any of the girls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if I had to team up and do a photo shoot with any of the girls, I would probably pick Kyla, because she just seems like the person you could, like, sit down with and strategize with before you start shooting and bounce ideas off of. So, yeah,
she's a team player.
She is. She is. I'm surprised that she made it this far.
Yeah.
But she has proven, like, over the past, like, I would say 3, maybe 4 weeks, she has really stepped up. She has grown. Even the judges were surprised that she made it this far. So for her to come this far and to win, she earned it. And I'm happy with the decision.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm happy.
It's almost better to, like, improve, like, start off rocky than really improve, because then that makes you memorable. Like, looking back, kind of like, it's like, okay, I started really noticing Kyla, as opposed to forgetting. Well, I didn't forget about Christiane, but I definitely remembered Kyla's photo in comparison to Christiane's photo. Mm-hmm. So,
I get what you're saying.
And I think also going back to Kyla, and how many supporters she had. I think Kyla's the youngest out of Gina and Christiane. Mm-hmm. Christiana's 32. I forget how old Gina is. But it's almost as if you're the most authentic as the younger you are, if that makes sense. I don't know.
Well, yeah.
I think you have a
better sense of self when you're older.
Yeah.
But I think that
you're learning about yourself.
But I think when you're younger, you kind of, like, lay everything out there and you're vulnerable. Mistakes.
Yeah.
Like, and that's beautiful. I think it's so important to be vulnerable. And I think Christiane has shown that she's vulnerable with her story about being molested.
Mm-hmm.
But Kyla is overall definitely super vulnerable. And it's like, she's not ashamed of
being happy for her, like, in the sense that, you know, like, she had brain damage and, like, all these things. And, you know, she thought, like, oh, well, what am I going to do if I don't have this anymore, if I don't have that anymore? And she found something totally new that she had no experience in.
Mm-hmm.
So crazy that you can kind of, like, be a model from taking direction from judges. And I think with Kyla's win, the reason why maybe the judges felt the most proud of it is because they can actually, like, look at Kyla and say, we made you, in a weird way, versus they can't say we made Christiane or we made Gina. Mm-hmm. Like, they already had started at this level.
Yeah, because they've been previously modeling.
Yeah, like, Kyla owes her success in huge part to America's Next Top Model, you know? Like,
that's very true.
It's just a different type of progression. Yeah. Like, and she became better because of their critique.
That was to Law's point when it came down to Gina and Kyla. He was saying, you know, Gina is who she is already. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And Kyla is a blank canvas. Now, even if you're a model, you've been modeling for a while, you still can learn and still can progress. That's all based on personality, if you're open to learning and accepting criticism. But overall, I'm happy with the pick. I was actually a little surprised at myself that, because I know when we were watching it, he covered to make sure we didn't see.
And I'm like, subtitles.
Oh, yeah, Christiane's going home. Oh, Shanice is going home. So I got it. But if you would have asked me a few weeks ago, I still would have said that Gina or Christiane would have been
top two. Yeah.
That was the part that was so shocking for me, was because the whole time, like, leading up to this, like, I was always like, oh, Kyla's going to get eliminated. Like, and then at some point it just switched for me and I was like, oh no, she has a chance. But in my mind, I didn't think that she'd ever win one.
No.
I thought that she would get third or second at best. And I thought for sure it would be Christiane and Gina, with Christiane winning, Gina coming in second. But when Gina got eliminated, I was like, oh, for sure it's going to be Rio in second.
Yeah.
And so my mind was constantly, like, having to adapt to these new circumstances where I was just, like, I wasn't mentally there yet with Kyla. So it just felt like she kind of snuck up on us in a weird way. Like, and she kept getting better.
Yeah. I didn't think that she could actually win until today.
Yeah.
Like, I felt like maybe she would be a runner-up or something, like, up until today. But today was, I was like, okay, she can actually win.
I definitely thought that she would have been top two for sure.
Okay.
Like, I started to really, by the end of it, I was like, Kyla's going to be, I was saying Kryla. I was like, Kyla's going to be up there with Christiana. Yeah. But I was totally shocked. But I'm really happy with the winner. Like, seeing her win and all the judges, like, being so, like, happy for her coming up on stage as she was announced. Like, I was, like, so happy. She started crying. I was like, oh, my God. Like, I love Christiana, but I'm really happy that Kyla took it home because she really encompassed what they were looking for. And I think Gina was such a good runway walk, and she did great photos. Christiana, she had a great, such a great portfolio, but Kyla, by the end of it, had both of those things, kind of.
She did.
I have a question. What's the point of having, like, a second and third place winner? Like, I feel like when you're, like, axing the last person and you have two left and you're going to get rid of Gina anyway, just the way it was done where it's like, okay, bye, Christiana. And
the then, suspense.
Like, it just, I don't know, something about it. I was just like, well, Gina doesn't get any advantage over Christiana at this point except saying that she came in second.
Well, that's what it is.
Is that all it is?
Yeah, it's
I don't know.
Coming in second, it's suspense for TV, just like, I'll use the pageant system, for example. They, you know, you go from 20, and then you go to 10, and then you go to 5, and then they announce second runner-up, third runner-up, whatever.
Yeah.
So that's what it's really all about. It's not, because it would kind of be boring if you think about it when they're just like, okay, the rest of you go home, this one person won.
No, I get that. It's just, usually America's Next Top Model does it in a way where, like, if they get rid of the third person, then there's some sort of head-to-head competition between the
They do the runway walk with the final two.
That's why it was so weird for me, like, to be like, okay, what's the point of doing it this way? I kind of like it when it's the head-to-head thing. Because when you get rid of, like, the third person and then there's two left, I'm kind of, like, struggling to, like, understand.
But, like, by the end of the runway, they already had their minds, made up, basically, because they didn't do, like, a judging. Like, they didn't, like, okay, girls, go back. We're going to, like, with Christiana's elimination. Mm-hmm. They had their mind made up that Christiana was going to go home. And then they had the judges' discussion with Gina.
The portfolios. Yeah.
Is there anything Christiana could have done differently? That's my question.
Because not.
I don't think so.
Like, do you think if her last photo was phenomenal, it would have changed anything? Or do you think their minds were already
I wonder... That's a good question. I wonder if her just being defeated was a good story element to manifest in her downfall, her elimination. So,
because I just don't get it. Like, I do get it, but part of me is like, I wonder how much them not liking the photo had to do with her coming in third. Like, would she have won it if she had an amazing photo?
I don't think so.
So her runway walk was decent. It wasn't bad. I don't think Kyla's runway walk is that great. I think they, like, fawn over her. I think her photos are better than her runway.
Yeah.
Well, I just think that I'm happy for Kyla because I think she can really use this platform to really, like, be successful, whereas Christiana and Gina were already successful, kind of. They have, like, a huge following, and Kyla's just getting there. She's young, and I'm really excited to see
I like what Kyla stands for.
Absolutely, me too.
Because I do
social
like the other two.
Social justice warrior.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. She's, like, I keep thinking of the show that we did. you know me. But, yeah, so... final thoughts on the winners, on, like, the progression of anything? Any last words before we wrap this up?
No, I'm happy with the winner. Christiana will be perfectly fine. Jimmy will be perfectly fine. I'm liking the new fresh face. Congratulations.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to see what's going to happen next.
Yeah, I'm excited to see her, like...
Avatar?
No, her...
Oh. Not the avatar. We're not gonna go over the prices.
Her canteen ad. Oh.
Yes,
you can download it right now. But I'm happy. I'm happy for her for sure.
Yeah, I am happy for her. I sounded like such a hater throughout this entire episode, but I am genuinely happy for Kyla. I just think I was so devastated and heartbroken with Christiana's departure and seeing her downfall that it was, like, hard for me to take everything in because I was Team Christiana the whole time. But I am happy for Kyla. I think she's gonna do amazing things and. She has an awesome personality. She seems like a really good friend, like a really good all-around person, and very appreciative and grateful and never spiteful or resentful. And I think those are all things we should aspire to be like. With that being said, I miss Mike, but I'm so happy that we got to do, like, this finale together. This was so nice, just doing the panel in general. I always look forward to this every week and, like, the laughs we've had and the inside
jokes.
It's
been awesome, guys.
It's been really fun. So Yeah, where can everyone find you?
Oh, you're gonna make me cry. Hey guys, I'm Oliver Drennan. Follow me on all social media platforms at Ollie Dreamer. Check me out on the Drag Race After Show on Sundays and Horror Movie News on Tuesdays on the Popcorn Talk Network.
Yeah, and then quickly, congratulations to all the contestants that actually made it on the season, this cycle 24. I'm Ashley Allen. You can find me on all social media at Ashley Reed Allen.
Yeah, I'm going to miss this panel. This is fun. It's bittersweet. But I'm excited for next season of America's Next Top Model, too. Woo-hoo. And I really want to see what Kyla's going to do in the coming months. And I want to see, like, all of the stuff she puts out there. But anyways, I'm Mina. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Mina Makes Magic. So we will see you guys.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.